On yesterday's program, we spoke with MLive writer John Barnes about his series of stories running this week on the upcoming managed wolf hunt in the Upper Peninsula, a first for Michigan. During the interview, John Barnes referred to a statement made by the DNR's fur bearer specialist Adam Bump. It happened in an interview last May with Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody. Adam told Steve about ways in which wolves were frightening residents of Ironwood in the Upper Peninsula. But then later, in speaking with John Barnes, Adam Bump said he misspoke. Adam Bump joins us now to explain just how that happened. Welcome back to Stateside, Adam, and thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you, and thanks for having me, letting me have a chance to say my side, I guess.
Absolutely. Well, in speaking with Steve, we had the clip yesterday, and it was a pretty vivid description of wolves showing up in backyards and on porches and staring at people through their sliding glass doors. But then you told John Barnes that you misspoke. So what happened?
Right. Well, I believe that interview, we were discussing various things that we looked at when we were considering having hunting season for wolves, and in the Ironwood unit, Wolf Management Unit A, that's mostly based on human safety concerns or those types of problems. And when I had described that wolves had had fearless behavior there, behavior that was concerning to us in the city of Ironwood, he had asked me for some examples. And so I just started spitting them off, and I had this example in my mind that was the now, I guess, infamous one of a person pounding on a sliding glass door and the wolf being in the yard and not going away. And I had a recollection of that being an example of the types of behavior that we were seeing. Later on, we were FOIA'd to show the documentation that that had occurred, and it didn't exist. So what I had done, I think, was combine various scenarios that I've been reading up on and been trying to study up on when we're developing the hunt and just misspoke an example. The unfortunate thing is it's an example of the type of behavior we just have never documented that specific of an example in Ironwood.
So what do you say, Adam, to those people who feel that the truth about wolf behavior in the Upper Peninsula was massaged, if you will, or misrepresented in order to make this hunt happen?
That statement was a misquote, but it is indicative of the types of behavior that we have. So we have wolves in Ironwood exhibiting fearless and bold behaviors that we have acted on. We've done a series of activities to try to reduce those types of conflicts. From 2010 to 2013, which when we looked at designating the harvest zones, we looked at from 2010 to 2012, we had 101 wolf complaints that we characterize as wolves displaying fearless behavior. We've been able to verify 65% of those with a site visit. About 67% of those reports came from within that Wolf Management Unit A. 75% of those have been verified. So we have a significant number of fearless behaviors in wolves playing out in the city of Ironwood. And those are the types of things that we're looking at when we're trying to determine whether hunting may be necessary as a conflict management tool. So it's that a period of history where we have repeated complaints, where we've gone out, tried non-lethal techniques, tried targeted lethal techniques, had them not be successful, and now we're looking at implementing another tool on top of and in addition to the tools that we've been using in the past. So it's not one individual event. It's not one characterization of the types of events that's occurring that is helping us make our determination for a hunt. It's that history of continued conflict, even though we've used non-lethal and targeted lethal techniques.
Well, so Adam, how long do you think it would take to scientifically say, yes, it worked, the hunt made a difference, the harvest made a difference?
It's difficult to be able to do that with this sort of situation because this has never been tried before. So we've never implemented a hunt in conjunction with those other techniques on a limited scale with the express purpose of trying to reduce conflict. So we don't know what to anticipate. It's one of those, it's difficult, I understand that. It would be much better if we could say, you know, here's a measurable, we want a 20% reduction, and we know we can get it by doing this. But since it just hasn't been done, we can't even compare it to other states because of what we have set up is just a novel approach to trying to deal with conflicts of wolves. we'll have to look at how things go, and as we learn more, we'll probably be able to give a better description of what we think hunting was able to do for us to help reduce conflicts.
Adam Bump is the DNR's fur bearer specialist, and he spoke to us today from Lansing. Adam, thanks for talking with us on Stateside.
Thank you.